It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Plus, I got a $50 gift certificate right now to Builder Supply Outlet. Trailer prices every day. Check out the Edge. State-of-the-art home. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom is what I meant to say. That's in Broadview. And now in Orland Park.
Nice.
As well.
A couple places to go for that.
Call number 19, 312-981-7200. Rips us off. 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number 5.
President Obama, last press conference today. Mm-hmm. Asked about any advice that he shared with Donald Trump.
I won't go into the details of my conversations with President-elect Trump. As I've said before, they are cordial. At times, they've been fairly lengthy, and they've been substantive. I can't tell you how convincing I've been. I think you'd have to ask him.
He was very careful with his tone today, didn't you think? He was sort of, he's avoiding being critical of the president-elect, but sort of warned that I'll be on the sidelines, and if there's any sort of you step into it with Dreamers, he said, and some other issues, that I'm going to show up and be very vocal.
Oh, scary. Oh, you're so scary. Yeah? You're scaring me.
There's like a whole sort of circular debate going on cable news today, because the poll numbers came out and Barack Obama's at one of his highest approval ratings of his presidency right now, 60%. I think that's true of guys who are going out, right? It's sort of like even people who were not saying nice things about him before, like, okay, well, he's leaving, so I can say anything I want. Yeah, no, that is good. But so if he's at 60% approval, why did the election go the way that it went? Is the circular argument that is being made today. And that's because, well, there's a couple of reasons. One, Hillary Clinton is a different...
It's different than Barack Obama.
Kind of cat than Barack Obama, yeah.
And he even said that. He said it was difficult for his popularity to rub off on other Democrats, that it didn't happen the way they expected.
And people like Barack Obama personally. They may not like his politics or his political philosophy, but he is a family guy. He's fun. He says, come on, man. He says things like that we all like. Dropped a microphone. Suave.
He's got the human touch.
Yeah. He has a human touch.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like to touch humans. It's the exact...
germaphobe.
Except for some, if you know what I mean.
And he had more balls, too.
Obama did.
Obama did have more balls, yeah. Because he had, 24 balls or something?
Trump's down to fewer than the last couple of presidents in terms of the balls. And his parade's going to be shorter as well.
You have to go dance at all the balls. That's the problem.
And you got to shake hands at the balls.
So Melania is like, I am not going. I will do one ball with you. One ball. Boom, boom, boom. And then I'm out.
I think she's cutting that deal right now.
Yeah. You know she's cutting. Hey. You look at her. You know she's cutting that deal. She's like, that's it. I'm going. Then I'm taking up to important, most important son. Don't you ever forget. Taking him back to New York and then call me in 4 years.
Trump will be taking the oath of office with his hand on Lincoln's Bible. Only the third president to do that after Lincoln himself and Barack Obama.
Oh.
He will also have his own Bible present. He does have one, Ro.
I'm going to see how new it is.
No.
Yeah, we're going to check it out.
Remember,
and scrutinize
that.
It better be worn and...
Oh, come on.
It was given to him by his mom, he said, in 1955.
Yes. I'm going to say it's going to be inlaid with gold.
It's got the barcode sticker on the back.
Right, when she hit him in the head with it.
Still got a seal on it.
Right before they sent him off to military school. I don't know. Remember that whole thing where he was waving the Bible at a YouTube camera? This is my Bible. I've read all of it. This is by the way, this is the best Bible ever. You're like, you haven't. He's not. Remember he said he was going to change the Johnson Amendment? That was first act. The first act that would allow churches to become political, allow political speech at churches, which would, and not have them lose their tax exemption when they did it.
I haven't heard much about that.
Lately. And is it, what? I did what? What did I say? Totally forgotten on that. First thing I'm going to do is trying to get the evangelicals. I love my evangelicals.
The two Corinthians.
Right. And my two Corinthians. And my black guy. Where's my black guy?
African-American.
Whatever. All right. Checking in at
number four.
You know, you'd think I was being mean because I'm making this stuff up. I'm using all the same terms that he used.
I know, but you do go on about him because you're worried. Okay, I get it.
Republicans are worried. It's like a really good, another good story today about that, about Republicans who voted for him are like, when's he going to get off the Twitter?
70% of Americans say they would like for him to stop his Twitter use and abuse.
Right.
Not happy with the way he uses Twitter, I think, more than anything.
All right, here he is this morning on Fox and Friends, dismissing the idea that he cares about celebrities at the inauguration.
What about these celebrities who are now pulling out?
Many of the celebrities that are saying they're not going, they were never invited.
Well,
I don't want the celebrities, I want the people. And we have the biggest celebrities in the world there. The biggest in the world.
You.
Well, I won't say that.
I mean, either say the celebrities matter or they don't.
Then you wonder,
sort of like, we can't have it both ways.
Why?
We have the best celebrities in the world, but we don't care about celebrities.
We have Tony Orlando, okay? Nobody bigger.
He's the tie of yellow
But not
ribbon.
Dawn. Dawn said no.
I like the idea that, I just got to take a little look-see at this. I mean, you wonder, why does it go on Fox News? Because there's a difference between... And again, you could say that about Barack Obama, that they've, you know, fawning interviews and things
right,
like that.
Right, he never went on Fox News. It was the exact opposite.
Right. But this is a pretty fawning. That was, you, sir, are the biggest celebrity. But what about his fight now with Tom Ford?
How about these designers that are saying they don't want to dress your wife? Did she even ask Tom Ford?
Never asked Tom Ford. Doesn't like Tom Ford. Doesn't like his designs. Tom Ford is an example. I will not dress the first lady. He was never asked to dress. And Steve Wynn just called me, and he said he thought it was so terrible what Tom Ford said that he threw his clothing out of his Las Vegas hotel. I'm not a fan of Tom Ford. Never have been.
Oh, gosh. This is getting ugly.
Turns out Tom Ford wasn't in any of Steve Wynn's hotels.
Apparently,
he didn't have a store
there. Like, some beauty products, like sunglasses and perfume. So
he threw his clothes out and throwing these right out the window. Steve Wynn opening up the window at the top of the Wynn in Las Vegas and just throwing Tom Ford stuff out of the window.
Littering the strip.
Yeah.
Because these are really important issues.
Take this, Tom Ford. And by the way, Nocturnal Animals sucked.
Oh, God.
I never liked that either. Oh, man.
These are important issues
yes.
for us to be concerned
What's
with in the days leading
poor
up to
Tom Ford. All right. No one will ever pay $400 for his sunglasses again.
He's got nice clothes, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, how dare you say that?
Sorry.
Melania doesn't like... I don't like Tom Ford.
I've always known him for his men's clothes, but yeah.
Yes, I'm not going to be wearing Tom Ford.
I'm sure she'll look great.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning.
Right, stunning. And then, like, I'm leaving now. Don't touch. Don't touch me. That awkward dance where he's put your hand on shoulder. Put hand on shoulder. Get hand off my keister.
You think it'll be like prom? Who knows? He might surprise us. Bust a move. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bust something, all right. Top five continues. Checking in at
number three.
Betty White.
Oh, Betty White.
Turned 95 yesterday, and she was asked by Katie Couric. Is this on the Today Show, I'm assuming?
That was for Yahoo, but...
Or for Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
All right. Because I know she was filling in on the Today Show.
That's right. She was.
Mm-hmm. She was... This is for Yahoo News. She was asked about the divided country.
It's very divided, and we're not in the best place we've ever been. But I think that's the time to buckle down and really work positively as much as you can instead of just saying, oh, this is terrible. Oh, he's terrible. Oh, just think, all right, there's nothing I can do about that right now, but I can do the best in my little circle. So if I do that, maybe you'll do your best and we'll get through this.
Oh, that's nice.
Love it, Betty White.
It's a nice sentiment. Won't work, but it's a nice sentiment.
Well, she's 95. She knows what works. She's lived.
She works. She continues to work.
She's 95. She's still working. We're going to reboot Golden Girls, you were talking about.
I'd
at 95.
I'd get on that if I were them.
Number two.
Lady Gaga
has released a teaser for her Super Bowl halftime show, and as expected, it's going to be quite a thing.
Yes, it will.
She's a kind of a go big or go home kind of person. And she admits that she's been planning this event since way before anyone knew who she was. So she will not be taken for granted.
It will be special because, you know, I've been planning this since I was 4. So I know exactly what I'm going to do. For me, it's all about giving to the fans and bringing people together that wouldn't normally come together. The thing is it's such a big world stage in terms of how many people see it, and it's been done so many times. I think the challenge is to look at it and say, you know, what can I do differently? How can I elevate certain little things here and there, and also make it about the music?
Mm-hmm. I think she'll do amazingly well. I'm looking forward to it. Seems like she'll be someone who will appeal to multiple generations. And she's so good with the show, right? It's just she's about the performance. A little crazy, some people think, but I think she'll be highly entertaining. There was also that story about whether or not she was allowed to talk politics, that she was told to avoid it, and she came out and said no. And the NFL said no, we didn't have any sit down with Lady Gaga to avoid talking politics.
By the way, her name is Lady Gaga.
We're getting it wrong.
Lady Gaga.
She changed it.
We don't need her.
And finally,
number one.
Now, of all this talk about repealing and replacing Obamacare, there has been some confusion about the terminology surrounding what is turned into a pretty complicated piece of American law. But as Jimmy Kimmel taught us last night, some people seem to think there's a difference between Obamacare and the ACA, which is its formal name.
And why do you prefer the Affordable Care Act over Obamacare?
I'm not really sure. My girlfriend supports Trump, so I go with whatever she says.
Do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
You know, I'm kind of like... Can you repeat the question?
Sure, yeah. With health care, do you support Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act when it comes to health care?
I guess... I mean, Obama's pretty tight, so I guess I'd probably...
Sure.
Yeah.
How stoned are you right now?
Pretty stoned.
Right. Do you know what your current health care insurance plan is?
I don't know, man. I don't even think I have health insurance.
Not at all?
No, I think my mom took me off for health insurance. Shout out to my moms.
Kevin.
Brah.
Sums up a lot right there.
Living in my mom's basement.
Mom, what kind of health insurance do I have?
Yeah.
Right. Better check.
Ma! What do I prefer?
The Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
All right.
That's the same thing.
Yes. Wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.